We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, again, congratulations to you and your ball club. Bounce back with a nice victory over Eureka, 49-6. And I look at that score, and it's that 6 points that your defense gave up that kind of stands out to me. Your defense really bounced back nicely after the loss to Wellsville. In fact, overall, the team bounced back nicely. But to hold a team like Eureka just to 6 points, that was a good accomplishment.
Eureka actually scored on their first possession, and then after that we settled in and, some of the things that we worked on correcting, after the Wellsville game, our kids did a good job of coming out and doing those things in the game, and I thought our defense played faster and it played more physical, and overall was a good effort on that side of the ball.
And then on the offensive side, scoring 49 points, what was working well for you on Friday night?
Well, we were able to get a few shots down the field on them. They played some tight coverage early, and we took a couple shots on them, hit some long passes, and then were able to get the run game going as well. So it ended up being a pretty balanced effort for us offensively. But like I said, kind of jump-started with the passing game early on.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And with that victory on Friday night, you've clinched a playoff spot, but you still have a chance to earn that number two spot when you take on Humboldt on Friday night. As you look at Humboldt, what challenges will they offer your football team?
Well, Humboldt looks pretty good on film. Good size up front and a physical team, physical run game as far as their offensive scheme. And they play well on the defensive side of the ball, too. They've got some good running backs in the backfield, and just overall a very sound team, and we're going to have to play really well to be successful against them.
We talked about you getting the win coming off the loss to Wellsville. Coaches are always interested to see how teams handle adversity from game to game and inside each game, but when you're coming off a loss, there's always that maybe question mark, how's this team going to handle it? You had to be pleased with the way your guys handled that loss to Wellsville and then bounced back with a win to Eureka.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we talked about after that Wellsville game is, we can use it as a teaching opportunity or we can hang our heads, and our guys handled it really well like we thought they would, and we had a good week of practice last week and used it as an opportunity to learn and get better.
And even though you do have – kind of a young team, you do have guys that have a lot of experience, and that experience seems to be paying off for your football team.
Oh, no doubt. When you go through some adversity, and those guys have been in situations before where you have a game like the Wellsville game with a lot of attention on it, and unfortunately you fall short, just knowing the process of bouncing back after something like that and what you need to do in practice and continuing to maintain a good attitude and all those things, you lean on your veteran players in times like that, and our guys did a good job of leading the team through that adversity.
Coach Gantenbein, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good week of practice. Good luck on Friday night against Humboldt, and we look forward to visiting with you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.